With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, February 18th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we'll bring you a Class 1A regional quarterfinal as the Galen Catholic Jays get set to take on the Woodbury Central Wildcats. Coverage begins at 6:45. That is the current schedule for that, with time changes certainly in the cards with the weather. Scheduled tip-off at 7 o'clock. You can catch the contest right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Well, before we get to yesterday's sports action, which we have a lot to get to, we're going to go back a few days. Of course, yesterday we told you all about the state qualifiers that are heading to Des Moines for boys state wrestling here this week. And we actually got an extra one of those after things were all said and done this weekend. Some good news to pass along that due to an injury to Spencer's 190-pound state qualifier, Lamar's' Caleb Brewer has qualified for the state tournament. Brewer at Fort Dodge in the district tournament went 2-2, losing the third-place match with that Spencer wrestler and finishing in fourth place. But due to the injury, they need a replacement, and Brewer was that next man up at the 190-pound weight class. So Brewer has been given the 24th overall seed in the 190-pound bracket in Class 3A. He'll be taking on the ninth seed, John Hatchett, from ADM, coming up on Wednesday, February 19th. So again, congratulations to Caleb Brewer. He's on to the state tournament to fulfill an injury spot in that weight class. Well, now let's go to the sports scores and results from yesterday. Some big sporting events happening. First, on the bowling alley, where we have a good contingent of girls bowlers that will be representing this corner of the state at the state tournament in Waterloo next week. First, in Class 2A, a state qualifying meet at Dennis and Schleswig. Lamar's Communities girls for the 11th year in a row, that is 11 consecutive years, heading to the state tournament. The Bulldogs won the state qualifying meet with a 25-91 total out of their 15 Baker games. Dennis and Schleswig also qualified. They finished second with a 24-66. The individual results got even better for the Bulldogs, as five of their six individual bowlers are heading to the state tournament as well. Natalie Vanderloo, in her three-game series, bowled a 658. That's a 248 and 233 to get things started, and then she didn't even need to bowl a 200 third game. She could pretty much take that third game off, and she still dominated the field. She's on to the state tournament. Maddie Gerard bowled a 590 to finish in second place with a best game of 222, and she's on to the state tournament as well. Bailey Gill tied for fourth with a 560. She had a 230 best game and is on to the state tournament as well. Brianna Bockelman was sixth with a 540, a 203 best game for her, and she's on to the state tournament as well. Jenna Fisher, seventh with a 534. She's on to the state tournament as well. And the Bulldogs nearly had another one qualify for state. Kendra Keith finished in 10th with a 523. She finished six pins off of qualifying for the state tournament. Also, West Sioux Akron Westfield MOC Floyd Valley bowler Ayla Brinkman, she finished in ninth with a 528. She was one pin away from qualifying for state. The state tournament's taking place February 24th through 26th in Waterloo. Over to the Class 1A state qualifying meet at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. The state qualifier from that on the girls' side was Independence. A long trip for the Mustangs, but they made it worthwhile coming away with the state banner. They shot a 26-46. MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's Galen's girls finished in second. They shot a 24-79 and missed out on the state tournament as a team, but all would not be lost for that program, as two of their individual bowlers will be competing in the state individual tournament. They are Brianna Staub, shot a 641 and won that tournament with a 216, 235, and 190. The model of consistency there for Brianna Staub. She's going back to the state tournament, as is Callie Ahrens. That duo went together last year, and they're going again this year. Ahrens finished third at the state qualifying meet in Sanborn yesterday, shooting a 579. That went 184, 188, and 207. And Callie Arnes and Brianna Staub are going back to the state tournament in Waterloo here coming up next week. Really good performances as well for Aubrey Klein. She finished in 9th with a 492. And Deanna Partridge was 10th in Sanborn yesterday with a 474. You can see a breakdown of the state qualifiers, both team and individuals, from those state qualifying meets. They're on our website at KLAM1410.com. Let's go to some postseason basketball action from yesterday, starting in Class 1A District 1. Third-seeded Galen Catholic defeated 6th-seed Akron Westfield to advance with a 56-37 final score. The Jays were fired up and prepared to get off to a good start, and they did just that. Galen put up 21 points in the first quarter to take a lead that they would not let go of for the remainder of the game. Galen Catholic head coach Ryan Wilchin says Owen Seavers gave the Jays a big spark offensively early in the game.
I've been kind of waiting all year for Owen Seavers to have a kind of a breakout game. He's got a nice shot, nice jumper. And I think, you know, this week of practice with Nolan and Dane being out, being sick, that gave him some more reps. All week of practice, our two guards, Dylan and Owen, were really aggressive. I could tell they were focused and ready to go tonight. And those two really played well up front.
And Galen's defense did a stellar job of the Westerners after the first quarter of play. After Akron Westfield scored 14 points in the first quarter, it would take them a little over two quarters to double that total. Coach Wilchin says his guys did a good job of keeping the Westerners from getting into a groove.
They came out early in the game shooting three-pointers, and they were hot early. And the teams that have those hot streaks sometimes cool down. I was worried about that come out the second half, going to zone. And, you know, if they got off a few threes and kind of, knock us in the teeth for a second there. But we didn't. We extended it. Extended it to three-quarter court. We do a good job of slowing our passing down and not letting them really get in a groove. So the guys really did well covering up the middle and slowing the passing lanes up.
Owen Seavers ended up leading the Jays with 16 points, Mason Small at 11, and Carson Arnes added 10. Meanwhile, Akron Westfield had their season come to an end. Six seniors graduated off of this program last night. The seniors had to help transition a new coach and first-year head coach Stephen Husk this season. Coach Husk says he'll be forever grateful to them for helping make that transition easy.
They certainly made my life a lot easier. They were just all around awesome group to be around, but there's only one team that ends happy, and unfortunately we end practice a little short and end our time together, but they're always welcome back, and I know these guys will come back around.
Jackson Newbrand had 10 points, Regan McKee with 8 points in the loss, and Akron Westfield ends their season at 7-15. Galen Catholic's going to advance to take on second seed South O'Brien. The Wolverines defeated Trinity Christian last night 76-39. Also in Class 1A District 1, 4th seed Kingsley Pearson got a big night from Landon Howe and Easton Nissen as they downed Woodbury Central big time 72-44. Landon Howe had 28 points, Easton Nissen 22 points, and the Panthers advanced to take on top seed Boyden Hall. The Comets defeated Sibley Ocheden 62-37. Over now to Class 1A District 2, the postseason opener for third-ranked MMCRU, and it was no contest. They thumped Harris Lake Park 77-28, Brandon Dreckman 16 points, Brayson Mulder 10 points, and the Royals are now 21-2. They'll square off with North Union. North Union defeated Hartley Melvin Sanborn 69-66. Also in Class 1A District 2, Newell Fonda was a big winner over West Bend Mallard 81-49, and Granger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire down to Alta Aurelia 83-29. In Class 1A District 16, it was Remsen St. Mary's starting their tournament path with a victory over Siouxland Christian 72-32. Sam Schmellen had 19 points, Colin Homan with 15 in the win, and the Hawks will welcome in Westwood coming up on Thursday. The Rebels defeated West Monona last night 72-43. Council Bluffs St. Albert, they down Boyer Valley in District 16 as well 76-49. Logan Magnolia was a big winner over Heartland Christian, 80-43. On the other side of the sub-state in District 15, 5th-ranked ACGC defeated Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 78-45. It was Audubon with a win over Glenn Ralston, 59-47. Arweva down Peyton Jordan, 85-46 at IKM Manning, was a winner over Cumberland and New Messina. The upset there as the Wolves win at 60-53. Also in Class 2A District 16, Lawton Bronson advances to face off with Hinton coming up on Thursday night. The Eagles defeated West Sioux 56-47. Also, Rock Valley was a winner over Sheldon 74-67, and the Rockets will get Western Christian on Thursday night. More district quarterfinal scores in Class 2A and some girls regional action as well. Those scores can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Let's go now to some basketball rankings that came out yesterday. The Iowa High School Athletic Association releasing another set of boys' rankings. In Class 1A, Marquette Catholic remains the number one team in the state. Madrid checks in at 2. MMCRU stays put. They are the number 3 team in the state. St. Edmund number 4, and ACGC checks in at number 5. In Class 2A, it's Western Christian number 1, Kemper Catholic 2, West Lyon 3, Unity Christian 4, and Grandview Christian is ranked number 5. Over to Class 3A, we're clearly Lake is the number one team in the state. Decorah's number 2, Knoxville 3, Ballard checks in at 4, Storm Lake's number 5. Keep in mind MOC Floyd Valley number 8. That's going to be important here in just a moment. In Class 4A, Cedar Falls is number 1, Linmar 2, West Des Moines Valley 3, Waukee Northwest 4, Cedar Rapids Kennedy number 5, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is ranked number 9. You can check out those rankings in their entirety on our website at KLEM1410.com. The 3A and 4A rankings helped influence the postseason pairings that came out yesterday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Lamar's community now knows their path to Wells Fargo Arena. The Bulldogs have earned the number 8 seed in Class 3A Substate 1. The Bulldogs will match up with top-seeded MOC Floyd Valley in a Substate quarterfinal for the second year in a row. That game will be coming up next week, Monday, February 24th at 7 o'clock in Orange City. You can catch the contest right here on KLEM Radio. Again, that's Lamar's at MOC Floyd Valley to open Substate play. Glenwood is the number 2 seed in that Substate. Sergeant Bluff, Luton the 3, and Spencer is the number 4 seed. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. It's a big day for now our boys bowlers as the state qualifying meets take place on the boys' side. Lamar's and West Sioux, Akron, Westfield, MOC, Floyd Valley, they're in action a little bit later than previously scheduled at Dennis and Schleswig. They're a little later due to the cold weather we're experiencing. MMCRU, Rims, and St. Mary's Galen Catholic bowling team, they will be at Hartley Melvin Sanborn for their state qualifying meet today in Class 1A. We'll keep you up to date on those meets as the day goes along. On to the basketball schedule today in girls action in Class 1A Region 3. Our contest tonight brings you Galen Catholic at Woodbury Central. Coverage is currently scheduled to start at 6:45 with tip-off at 7 o'clock, but that is very fluid at this point. Kingsley Pearson's at Newell Fonda, third-ranked Newell Fonda in Class 1A Region 3 as well. Also, Glenn Ralston's at Coon Rapids Bayard. It's St. Edmund at River Valley. Over now to Class 2A Region 3, third-ranked Hinton hosts South Central Calhoun tonight. East Sac County is at IKM Manning. Panorama's at 12th-ranked Westwood, and Woodward Granger is at West Central Valley. In Class 2A, Region 4, MMCRU, fresh off their second win of the year to open the tournament. They are at 6th-ranked Rock Valley. Manson Northwest Webster's at Alta Aurelia. It's Dyke New Hartford at Pocahontas area, and South Hardin is at AGWSR. We'll have scores from those regions as well as some other area regions of note on our website later on tonight at KLEM1410.com, along with those state qualifying meet bowling results. You can check all that out at KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We'll give you updates from the state qualifying meets there as well at KLEM Sports. And again, tune in tonight to high school basketball, Galen Catholic at Woodbury Central and girls play right here on KLEM, with again coverage slated to start at 6:45. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.